Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's Live and Local Now. Man, I tell you, he's wearing Raiders garb. He is ready for Raiders Stadium. He is Tommy White, the business manager of Laborers 872, and he joins us in studio. You were supposed to be on a couple of weeks ago,
but
you ran into a little something called pneumonia.
Yeah, that's
how you feeling,
man? My third time around with that. It's it can do some damage to your lungs, let me tell you.
Wow. Did you feel it coming on? Was it just
It's like 2 weeks prior to that. I was kind of coughing a little bit, but I didn't think it was anything important. And then just that. Wake up in the morning on a Sunday, you can't breathe, and it's like, let's get to the emergency room.
Now, you are a guy, you are in constant motion. I have not known you for that long, but what I do know is that you are one of the busiest human beings in this community. You are driving from a stadium site to a school being built to, you're all over the place. What's it like to be lying on your back for a couple of weeks? And you were out for what, 10 days, something like that?
Yeah, in the hospital for six, and then out an additional four after that. It's not fun. You know, I'm so used to knowing everything that's going on and being there and you know, supporting all these different projects and these different causes, and then next thing you know, you're on your back and you're just not there. So you kind of feel left out, I guess, right?
It underscores, though, the importance of your health.
Oh, definitely.
It's something we all take for granted until we're lying on our back for 10 days, and then all of a sudden the perspective changes.
The worst feeling is not being able to breathe.
Yeah.
So it actually makes you take this is my third time around with the pneumonia over the past 5 years. So, now I think I'm looking at it more seriously than I was, 5 years ago when I first got the first one. Because every time you do have it, you wind up doing more damage, and then you got to kind of get your lungs back in order. So I have some really good friends and some really good doctors that that are going to kind of get my lungs back in order. I feel 110% now, so I'm good.
You're back at it. You're wearing Raiders colors today, and you may not have seen the stadium project for a week to 10 days, but I'm curious, even to a trained eye like yourself, can you see differences when you're away from a project for 10 days? Now you go back and you're driving by the stadium. Whoa, I didn't see that before.
Oh, yeah. I just drove past it just now, right? So, I've been out there since I got out of the hospital, but you could see something different at the stadium every couple of days, right? Now if you're way on the northwest side of town, you look out towards the stadium. If you're up high enough, you could actually see it, right? So it's really coming together, and we're looking forward to opening day. You know, the date hasn't changed. You keep hearing people talk about, the date's going to change. It's going to push back a year. It's not pushed back. The date's still the same. And we're looking forward to getting the stadium done.
Now, let me ask you, I know nothing about construction. My folks weren't in the construction trade, so I'm a real novice on this thing. But if we do fall behind, if we end up with 3 weeks of monsoon rain, and all of a sudden we're falling a little bit behind, is that time that can be made up? Can you add people to a project and say, hey, we need to double time this?
Yeah, our weather here doesn't shut us down to where we can put a project behind for months. So making up a couple of weeks, making up a couple of days, even making up a month or so is a simple process. So I don't put too much behind that. If we're going to fall behind, we can make those up really fast. You know, the structure of the stadium is going to be up way before we see what's going on the inside of the stadium. So the big work, the structural steel, the field, all that stuff. That's going to be way up, probably by the middle of the next, probably by, I'd say, maybe November of this year.
November of this year, and it will be enclosed?
Oh, we should have it enclosed by the end of this year, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. You got to remember, again, we'll say it, we build resorts, right? World-class resorts, faster than anybody else, get them open on time. I don't think there's ever been a resort that was not opened on time here in Las Vegas. Getting the stadium opened on time, it's not going to be no big feat. We'll get it done.
Now, let me just ask you, though, that when you drive by, what are the things folks should look at when they want to see progress? Is it a matter of the roof being on it eventually? At what point do people just, and I drive by there, I think, once a day.
Yeah.
And I see all this swing and steel and all of this stuff. But it doesn't, it looks like a stadium, and I know it's going to be a stadium. But at what point will folks start recognizing different aspects of this building?
Probably when we put the glass on the outside of the building. That's when they'll start being wow, this really looks, because the glass is kind of tinted black. And then when we start doing some of the structural panels on the outside, that will start forming the stadium. But I always tell everybody, if you're a season ticket holder, go on the Russell Road side, look into the stadium, and always try to figure out where your seats are going to be. That will show you progress in the stadium.
I love that. Again, Tommy White joining us, business manager for Laborers 872. And by the way, how many people do we have working on that project right now, today?
You probably have, I'd say there's probably close to 1,200, 1,300 people. I know you probably got about 110 laborers. I'd say the biggest craft that you have out there right now is the structural steel iron workers. You got over 200 of that craft out there right now. And, you got to give it to those guys. You know, they work a lot of hours, and they're looking forward to getting that stadium done, too.
Are there? I know we talk so much about the Raiders Stadium project, but there are other major pieces of construction going on right now, all across Southern Nevada. Can you talk a little bit about some of the bigger projects that you're working on that are not Raider Stadium?
Well, I mean, the one we're just finishing up, the baseball park. You know, opening days next week, where everybody's looking forward to that. That's a beautiful park. The fact that they have a pool in the outfield is going to make make a big difference when it's 120 degrees in Vegas, right? Convention Center, of course, Convention Center is going great. We're looking forward to, that deal coming through with Elon Musk doing the tunnel under the Convention Center. That should be a nice long-term project.
Explain what that is, because that kind of fell under the radar a little bit. Explain what it is he wants to do. This is amazing.
Well, everybody knows Elon Musk. He owns that boring company, and he wants to go down and drill, and he wants to make the convention center accessible from underground. Once they start a project, and you can look at this anywhere in the United States, but once they start a project like that, expanding is going to be what the big part is. So once they do that underground tramway by the convention center, you're probably going to wind up seeing that tramway go to the airport, you're going to see it go to the Strip, you're going to see it go along Maryland Parkway. Once we said that's like putting together an underground railroad, right?
Well, I was just going to say, who pays for it? I'm just curious. Federal dollars, state dollars.
I think on this one,
or is Elon Musk picking up?
They're probably going to do a partnership. He likes doing partnerships, and I believe on this one he'll wind up doing a partnership with the convention center. So it'll be both.
Wow. So in other words, we could ultimately end up with something that begins at the convention center and ends down on the Strip,
yeah.
McCarran.
Well, I mean, we know he's a very, he looks to the future, right? Elon Musk, he always likes looking to the future. So once he starts a project like this, this might be the start of the project going on the ground at the convention center. That might be the start of the project of us attaching to California with the light rail system, right? So you never know.
I'm curious. You've got all of these members of your union, and you got all of these projects. Do you ever run short of manpower?
It's I don't say it's running short. I mean, you get to some low numbers on your out of work list, and when you're down,
and I'm assuming that's good.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's always good. It's always showing everybody that the men and women are out there working. But we're always putting in new apprentices. So, we're doing training for our craft, and like all the other unions here in town, they have their apprenticeship programs, and so they train upcoming construction workers.
Take us into that. I've always found that amazing that and the unions have done such an incredible job of bringing people from the bottom and getting them into the workforce. And all of a sudden, they're gainfully employed, and they got gigs, they got jobs. Explain how that works with your union.
So we have an apprenticeship. We have a training director. We have apprenticeship classes, and we put the test on probably about four or five times a year. And you go in, you fill out the application. 50% of the test is actually your application, right? And people don't take the application process serious, but it really is because we want to know what your knowledge is in construction. And that really bases on where you could get put into the training center. I mean, if you come in knowing construction, there's probably a good chance you're not going to be a 50% apprentice. You're going to wind up being a 70 or an 80 because you have previous knowledge. We have a couple of really, my training director, Archie Walden, he started out as an apprentice and he's the training director now. We have a couple of our members that started out as apprentices and now work as teachers at the training center. So it's a process. You could take anywhere from 2.5 years to 4 years. We don't like to go 4 years because we believe that when an individual is out there working, their knowledge is based on what they learn in our classes and what they learn on a job site. Years ago when I first got into the union, you found the guy who was the hardest worker on the job, and that's the guy you learned from, right? And we still have that going on today. And I look at our members as our members really like to educate our apprentices, and it's the classroom time that really helps out a lot.
And how long does it take? Somebody comes into the apprenticeship program. How long before they become journeyman
a journeyman? It's 320 classroom hours, and a lot of apprentices that I saw become journeymen faster. They'll go to work. They'll take as many nighttime classes or weekend classes as they can, and then they'll just continue working. Or they'll, the minute they get laid off from one job, they'll put their name on the out of work list, get sent out somewhere else. So you could graduate from our apprenticeship program within 2.5 years.
Where do people come from? Somebody's listening to this and says, it sounds like a great job. You're working with great people. You got a great business manager. I said that for you, just so you know.
I appreciate that.
But where do they come from? Do they come recommended?
We have contractors that like to recommend, sponsor an individual in our apprenticeship program. But we have a lot of our apprenticeship members, our new members, they're coming from our community. And we're doing a big thing now with the schools, and we're going and training in the schools. Our school superintendent, Dr. Jada, he's done a great job with helping us out with that. We're trying to get it back to where it used to be. Years and years ago, 17, 18 years old, your parents are pretty much on top of you to, get a job in construction, go work for a union, become a union member. And now more and more we see our kids coming out of high school. They're not so much focused towards college anymore. They want to come out. They want to get a job. They want to start building their life early. And that's how it was years ago. We went through a whole phase of everybody wanting their children to go to college, and then they're back from college. And I hate to say it, but some of our kids that came back from college after doing 4 years in college, and they're going and getting, a $10, $12 an hour job. You're spending 4 years in college and you're getting a degree. We need to do something with them. We need to do something with those kids. And So for the ones that they, you know, maybe they want to take a couple of years off from going to college and they want to come and work in construction, come on down.
I love that. I love that. Okay, so you're back in the pink.
Yep.
We're going to see you out on job sites. We're going to see you all over the place. And hopefully we'll get you back and we'll get an update. But Raider Stadium project is on track.
On track.
July 2020?
Well, you know, they say July 30th. You know, I always say, well, you'll be looking at that stadium up in the air with a big Raiders logo on the side of it within June.
Wow. And we'll have football in there.
We're not too far away.
That is so exciting. Tommy, always good. Good to see you feeling better. Thank you, man. I appreciate it. And by the way, if there are folks that are interested in your apprenticeship program, how do they get started?
Yeah, just, you know, call down to our training center. It's 702-452-9410.
One more time.
702-452-9410. And ask for Archie Walden. He's our training director, and he'll get you set up.
That sounds great. Thank you so much, my friend, for coming in, and I'm glad you're feeling better.
Thank you, Kevin.
Tommy White, Local 872, Laborers Union. And by the way, you say, a labor union leader on a conservative talk show? Yes, it happens here. It happens here, and it happens because of Tommy White. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is Live and Local now.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm the sun, and I'm confused. On most days, you're all, oh, I love the sun. It's the best. But when you're driving, you're like, wah, the sun's in my eyes. What do you want from me? I shine when I shine. Like right now, you're driving around a curve in the highway. I hit you square in the face, and you don't see the car in front of you stop short. And if you've got cut-rate insurance, well, that's not too bright. So get Allstate, where agents help keep you protected from mayhem. Like me.
Are you in good hands?
Call Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance. Sam holds Allstate's premier agency designation. Let Sam Peters make sure you have the insurance protection you need at a price you can afford. To get a quote today, call Sam at 702-870-4000. That's 870-4000. Subject to terms, conditions, availability, and coverage selected.
My fellow Nevadans, have you been wanting to start a new business but just don't know where to start? Do you have dreams of being independent and free to use your creativity? I'm Nathan Taylor, President and CEO of the Taylor Consulting Group. It's our mission to help small business owners get their doors open. This year, the Taylor Consulting Group is celebrating our 10-year anniversary. To date, we have helped over 1,000 small businesses get started here in our great state of Nevada. If you want to open a tavern, a supper club, a cafe, or a banquet facility, we can help. Our firm specializes in gaming licensing, liquor licensing, zoning matters, and government affairs. We are your one-stop shop for all your business consulting needs. Don't wait any longer to make your entrepreneurial dreams come true. Contact the Taylor Consulting Group today at 702-483-7045. That's 702-483-7045. Or visit our website at thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. That's thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. At the Taylor Consulting Group, your success is our business.
Valley Electric Association is working to be as transparent as possible with our members, now more than ever. Our interim CEO has opened the books, providing members with monthly financials, board reports, an annual review by auditors, and expanded content on our websites for ease of access and transparency. VEA has reduced our annual operating expenses by $11 million, with further savings still to come. Valley Electric Association. We are your cooperative, your community, and we're your neighbors.
Hi, this is Jackie Thornhill, president-elect of the Las Vegas Rotary Club. For 96 years, the Las Vegas Rotary Club has taught area youth to succeed through literacy, education, and life skills development. To fund our year-round programs, we hold one major fundraising event each year. This year, the Las Vegas Rotary Club brings together world-class cuisine and high octane. It's a speed and style reception Saturday night, April 27th at Celebrity Carnival. cars in Las Vegas. Enjoy food station pairings, check out classic and exotic cars and motorcycles, with a special appearance by cast members from the hit TV show Counting Cars. You're all invited to our world-class speed and style reception benefiting Spread the Word Nevada. Proceeds stay here in Southern Nevada to continue the amazing work Rotary does in our local community. To order tickets, go to LasVegasRotary.com. That's LasVegasRotary.com, and I'll see you Saturday night, April 27th.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Light your liberty. Starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To find out how you can save, go to LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Today is Election Day in places like Henderson and North Las Vegas and Las Vegas. Coming up in just a few minutes, we'll have a candidate for Las Vegas City Council, Ward 1. Amy Emanuel is in the house. We'll find out how she's going to spend election night. This is a big deal. She's been working real hard for a bunch of months. She spent a lot of money, and we're going to find out how she plans on spending election night. You know, a lot of times they have parties, you know, at a pizza place or someplace, and all the supporters come around, and she does the acceptance speech. You know, she got 50% plus one, so the election is over and all of that. We're going to find out what she's going to do. And by the way, you may be surprised. Not to do the spoiler alert, but you may be surprised by what she has on her plate for election night 2019. If you have not already voted, get out and vote. We've seen irregularities with voting machines and databases and the internet and all this stuff. We'll talk about that. I mean, these are serious problems. I'm not making light of it. But there are problems out there, and we'll talk a little bit about that. It's all coming up live and local now.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
The state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. It's live and local now. Good to have you with us. Today is Election Day in Southern Nevada. A lot of communities, Henderson, North Las Vegas, are all having municipal elections. And as one might expect, the turnout is expected to be light at best, which really is kind of sad because these are the people that are going to be making decisions about your lives. So if you have not already voted, if you are registered to vote, I urge you to get out and vote. Amy Emanuel is a candidate for Las Vegas City Council Ward 1. She has been at polling places already this morning, and the news is not good. Amy, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin.
You've been to at least one polling place where they had to what, shut down?
They were shut down for about a half hour. I was at the West Sahara Library, and apparently they were having network issues. And I had several friends that went to the polling station and were unable to vote because of the network issue, and they had to go to work. So I'm hoping that they are up and running and all the polling stations around the valley are running, because apparently the leader of the West Sahara polling station said there were a couple other stations that were having issues as well.
Now, let me just ask you, the assumption is people that were trying to vote before work, that they'll get a chance to vote, and they'll get a chance to vote over lunch or maybe after they get off work, take a few minutes, leave early from your office, go vote. But the fact is there might be people that can't get out, that can't, and they're going to be denied their right to vote.
Correct. Correct. And it's unfortunate. I personally think that Election Day should be a national holiday or a local holiday so people can exercise their right to go vote, because it is so important with this municipal turnout so far for early voting. Only 4%, which is basically 20,000 people, have come out valley-wide to vote. So you're basically giving 4% of the population the call on who their elected officials are going to be for the next 4 years. So it is very important for everyone to get out and vote today.
And explain some of the issues. This is what I think people don't get, is that there are, that we're going to be electing people today, or we're going to be electing decisions about our lives. Mm-hmm. Talk issues that this next end up dealing with. I mean, there's some pretty important issues to individuals, to families.
Correct.
Public safety.
Correct. There's several issues that city council handles, and one of the main ones is public safety. They determine the needs and the funds for Metro and the fire departments. The infrastructure, they ensure maintenance and repairs of roadways and sidewalks, installations of crosswalks, lights and signage, zoning and business. They designate zoning and license and regulate businesses. In terms of governance, they enact and provide and enforce all the laws and ordinances, which there are a lot of ordinances that are not being enforced by the city council right now and our leaders. For example, the amount of political signage that's all over our city, there's thousands and thousands of signs. And
can you talk about one of your opponents, I think, is hanging stuff on public signage?
That's correct. That's correct. I've only installed 13 signs around our ward and within our ward, and 100% of them have received ownership approval to install. Each one of these lots, whether it be a retail lot or a vacant land, I've received the right to install by the property owner. I was driving down Charleston yesterday, and there is a vacant lot, again, that I received ownership approval for, Charleston and Rockaway. And there's a 15 by 15 A-frame sign in with the name Dave Marlin installed on it. And I sent Dave a note and I said, hey, I know these signs are expensive. The owner did not approve for you to be here. You need to remove your sign. And he says, well, what's the due process? Which to me, that's a squatter sitting on somebody's private property and he's just waiting it out until he gets kicked off the land by the owner, which is trespassing. And our city looks terrible. It looks littered, and it's appalling to me that these opponents are installing on street signage, which I saw today, on crosswalk signs.
Is still Dave Marlin?
Correct. On bus stop signs, it's on speed limit signs. It's illegal, and it's ridiculous. Our constituents do not need to look at this every day during every election season.
And in your particular race, in Ward 1, it is highly possible that this, if in fact it's probable, that this thing will go to a runoff June 11th.
That is correct. There are 10 people in Ward 1 that are running for our current councilwoman, Lois Tarkanian's seat. She's terming out. And the likelihood that one person will get 50% plus one vote is probably highly unlikely, but I'd like to push for it and encourage voters to go out and vote Amy Emanuel today.
Let me just ask you, because a lot of people assume that that you know, you're going to have a big party tonight, and there's going to maybe at a pizza place or a meeting hall. Explain what your election night's going to be about.
Well, I have three young children, two boys and a girl, and I'm very committed as their mother and love to participate in their activities. So I have a ballet practice for my daughter, Vivian, and a football practice for my son, Owen. So I will be partying and participating both at the same time.
I want to ask you, because city government impacts all of our lives. And one area, as far as our neighborhoods, is zoning and business. Who is it that can go in on that street corner down the road from your home? Can you talk a little bit about, you know, there's always that push-pull between developers who want to develop every inch of city property and those on the other side who say, whoa, 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 we want to make sure that that we keep our neighborhoods, you know, fun and good and clean. Can you talk a little bit about zoning and business and the push-pull? Where do you come down? Are you with developers? Are you with the people? Are you somewhere in the middle?
Of course. I have a company, a commercial property management company called Virtus Commercial, and I started it with my husband over a decade ago. I'm very familiar with zoning and the impact of commercial with amongst residential, and I am for smart, positive, conscious growth that impacts the neighborhoods positively and enhances the services needed and enhances our schools, not as a detriment, not overwhelming the constituents with a development that would be harmful with public safety, with overcrowding our schools, with parking issues. So I'm very familiar with zoning, and I'm not one way or the other. It all comes down to the situation of whether that development is correct for the neighborhood.
I want to give you, like, for instance, and I know that you've been asked probably a lot about this on the campaign trail, mm-hmm. But this whole Badlands Golf, Queens Ridge, you know, the developer, the owner of the property wants to do one thing, and some of the homeowners say, whoa, 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 whoa. Where do you come down on this? And have you spoken out publicly a lot on this particular issue?
I've been asked a few times at the town halls, and last time I was in here, you asked me the same question, and I appreciate you asking again. The developer has rights to develop that land, and I do want it to be less of an impact on, again, the roadways, the schools. And I am certain there are ways to be able to landscape and use trees and overall land design to create a beautiful environment for both the developer's land and the people surrounding the development of Badlands.
I want to ask you, it's interesting when you look at statistics for Ward 1. 1.3% of the residential homes and buildings built after 2000. There's been a good deal of a building in Ward 1. Can you talk a little bit about the statistics? And just to give people who do not live in Ward 1 just a sense of what Ward 1 is,
sure.
Where it is, and maybe a statistical analysis, if
sure,
you can.
Sure. Like you just stated, 1.3% of the residential was built after the year 2000. So this ward is one of the oldest wards in Las Vegas. The perimeter of the ward is Sahara to the 95, from the 15 to Durango, and then it cuts back to Buffalo and goes out to the Mountain View District. So it is about 105,000 people, and about 13% of the constituents of Ward 1 take public transportation, walk, or bike to work, which is a lot of people on our sidewalks and roadways and crosswalks. And I'm a big advocate for public safety. I want more crosswalks. I want more beacons. I want drivers to slow down. I need sidewalks that are completed, streets that are completed, because as our city grows, our traffic's going to increase, and the environment for pedestrians is going to get more dangerous.
Again, Amy Emanuel joining us, candidate for Las Vegas City Council Ward 1. She's on the ballot today. If you have not already voted, I urge you, if you are registered in the city of Las Vegas, make sure you get out and vote. If you're voting in Henderson, make sure you get out and vote. North Las Vegas, get out and vote. I want to ask you, though, we expect an extremely low turnout.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, in Ward 1, Do you have a feel for what you're projecting?
I don't have the specific percentage of people that have turned out. All I know that valley-wide it's 4%, which is very low. I know that Ward 1 has more polling stations and did have more polling stations in early voting than some of the other ward races. So there was more of an opportunity and availability. But I would love for my Republicans and moderate Democrats to get out there and vote today and vote for Amy Emanuel.
Let me just ask you, though, a lot of people point at, 4%. That's horrible. Why are these municipal elections so lightly attended, so to speak?
It's unfortunate because even the Review Journal today didn't even have any indication of candidates or reference any candidates that were running in these races. Instead, in the Nevada page, it focused on a pig named Homer, and which
I saw that story.
It should. I mean, I feel for the pig named Homer, but he probably could have been in tomorrow's paper or yesterday's paper. And today's election, it's your government. It's what you see and you experience every day. The local municipal elections are so important to how you live your daily life.
I know one of the things that you've done, you've been out there. You've been walking neighborhoods. You've been knocking on doors. And I know I've seen you at the ARW, the Active Republican Women Candidates Forum, and you're very articulate. You're very well-spoken. But I'm curious. I know you do a lot of listening.
Mm-hmm.
When you go knocking on doors, tell me what people in Ward 1 are telling you.
People in Ward 1 are concerned about their neighborhoods. They're concerned about the short-term rentals and the impact that that has on their safety and community. They're concerned about their pedestrian safety. I live in a community off of Buffalo and Oakey that the surrounding neighborhoods don't have completed sidewalks, and there's children walking to school. That's a big concern of mine. Other concerns are about growth. And like I said earlier, we live in an older ward, so there will be some redevelopments that I hope to be able to manage and what the impact will be on the medical district, on these redevelopments of older properties and what that impact will be.
At the end of the day, when we come to tonight and the polls close and you find that you've got yourself a race on June 11th, you take some downtime or you start again tomorrow?
I start again tomorrow. I'm a hard worker. I'm a successful entrepreneur and I don't stop. I have three children that give me motivation every day, and I would be happy to be your council person. Or councilwoman, whatever you choose to call it.
I want to ask you because this is the question I ask everybody that sits in that chair where you're sitting, and that is why go to all this trouble? I mean, why you've got a beautiful family, you got a great business that you and your husband started that's doing really well, and you don't need this aggravation. And the job pays what, $80,000?
Just around $87,000 a year.
Okay, tell me why you're going through all this. I mean, you and your family, because it's not just the candidate that runs; it's the family that runs, and everybody's got to coordinate who's picking up this child, who's picking up that child at soccer practice, at ballet. Why go to all this trouble? I mean, you've been an activist in our community for a number of years, and I'm just curious why.
It's very simple. I care. I've invested in our ward for 13 years. I've worked with our current councilwoman on pedestrian safety issues, and I plan to be there for many more years to come. I love Las Vegas. I've invested in the community. I've been a donor of the Smith Center from day one. I feel that that's our beacon jewel in our downtown district, and I hope to be a part of the art museum and all the other creatives and beautiful developments that we have in Las Vegas.
I know we are well into Election Day. Is there anything your campaign still needs? I mean, if people don't have a ride to the polls, I mean, can you help them get a ride to the polls?
I can definitely give you a ride to the polls. And I'm sure My husband would love to as well. He's out and about today. So please call my cell phone, 702-757-8920, if you need a ride to the polls.
One more time on that phone number, and slowly.
702-757-8920. And please get out to vote. My Republicans, please get out to vote. I know that they're on the news, they're saying it's going to be windy and dusty, but that doesn't stop us. We need to get to the polls and vote and get involved in your local politics and local elections.
Amy, it is great to see you again. Good luck tonight. I know as the numbers come in, you'll be picking up at ballet and football practice, and you'll just be a mom for a while. But eventually you can come back and talk about the race in June, I hope.
I hope so, too. Thank you, Kevin.
Amy, thank you. There you have it. Amy Emanuel, candidate for Las Vegas City Council, Ward 1. And again, that phone number one more time.
702-757-8920. And if you'd like to learn more about me, more than what you've heard today, please visit my website. It's amyemanuel.com. Emanuel with one M.
There you go.
Thank you.
Amy Emanuel joining us. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is live and local now.
This is Amy Emanuel, your Republican candidate for Las Vegas City Council, Ward 1. I was raised with the values of hard work, giving back to the community, and monetary responsibility. Las Vegas wants a representative that will support small business and spur job growth, promote pedestrian safety, and tackle our chronic homeless issue. I have the integrity and necessary experience to do this job. Please support me at the polls this April 2nd. A vote for Amy Emanuel will guarantee another conservative voice on the Las Vegas City Council, paid for and authorized by Committee to Elect Amy Emanuel.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas, with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and five daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super-serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. For this Christmas, Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. EscapeAdventures.com.
I'm John Sarpalis, president of Nevada Policy Research Institute. Nevada Policy has been following legislative session closely, and we've been letting you know what bills you, as a taxpayer and a citizen, should be worried about. We're doing more than simply watching what happens in Carson City. We're making sure that taxpayers, citizens, and individuals have a voice. But we can't do it on our own. We depend on our partners throughout Nevada, individuals, parents, and taxpayers, who donate to our cause and support our mission. It's because of the generosity of our supporters that we're able to give a voice to taxpayers and fight for freedoms we hold dear. Visit NevadaPolicy.org/donate and partner with us today. Together, we can make sure that government lobbyists and insiders aren't the only voices heard in Carson City. That's NevadaPolicy.org/donate. This Nevada Policy Update is supported by Jim Marsh Kia, Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's a $1.29 chicken taco day. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy taco. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese. All for just $1.29 each.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Oh, yeah. I like what they've done to my Wednesdays.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It is live and local now. Good to have you with us. This is a piece of news that you're going to hear a lot over the next few days. And the headline reads like this: another accuser comes out against Joe Biden. This is going to be an everyday occurrence. There's two out now, I believe. And there will soon be a third and then a fourth and a fifth. There will be thousands of people over the last 20 years that have said, well, he did hug me. Yeah, he did kind of sniff my hair. This is going to be going on for a while. What does it all mean? We're going to check in with John Zarpalis, the president of NPRI. It's in his wheelhouse. He's been around Chicago politics. This guy knows what's going on. John Zarpalis will joining us. He'll be joining us in just a couple of minutes. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is Tuesday. It is Election Day, Municipal Election Day in Southern Nevada, as we continue live and local now.
Mexican food you like. Come celebrate the taste and fresh selection of classic Mexican plates.
In Mexico, there was a phrase we used to say after enjoying a wonderful meal. Fabuloso! That's what best describes the authentic Mexican dishes prepared at Roberto's Taco Shop. You can choose from over 100 family recipes, each prepared hot and fresh every day. You see, Roberto's uses only the finest and freshest ingredients available. A commitment to quality and service that will never be compromised. Ah, it's going to be a glorious day at Roberto's. Stop in today and be our guest to the best. Roberto's 24-hour taco shop with 50 convenient locations serving you.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like. Oh, yeah.